Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hey, what's going on? This is your host, JB. Sorry for being late, but had to take care of some things. But I don't know if you heard, but Monster is not going to be with us tonight. His mom is in the hospital, so like I said on the page, please keep his mom in your prayers and everything, and he will be with us next week or so. So with that said, I mean, we got some stuff coming up. We got Test and Tune Sunday at MIR. And we got Fayetteville, we got In the Cut Shootout at Fayetteville Saturday. So let's see what's going on. Let's see who's going to call in. Let's see who wants to get something started. I see we got one person already, and I know who this is, so I'm going to open his mic. What's going on, sir?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to the owner of that Great Beast. What's going on?
What's happening, bro?
Ain't
I was wondering. I didn't know. I thought y'all had quit the show after Capitol.
No, man. I just, like I said, I just finished talking to Monster, man. His mom's in the hospital, so you know we were supposed to do a little. We were supposed to let y'all know of a race or something going on next week. But you know his mom's in the hospital, so I was talking to him, seeing how she was doing. So that took a little while. Then I was getting a little jealous. So.
Yeah, I know what you mean. How many we got on here tonight?
So far we got 35 on here so far, but I know a lot of people said they were going to call in and out because, you know, we do got Redskins fans, so I know they're going to be looking at their little game.
Yeah, that's what I forgot the game come on tonight.
But I see we got another call up in here who just slid up in here with a Camaro. The most wanted Camaro. I know you done slid up in here right easy, but, you know, I'm going to call him out. Gene Stevens, what's going on?
I ain't doing much, buddy. What are you doing?
I ain't doing nothing, man. Just talking to Dwayne, man, and just talking to a few people. It looks like that Test and Tune Sunday might turn into a shootout. I mean, I know three races are locked in so far, and I know two more being talked about, so the Test and Tune might get a little crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of the guys are trying to find something to do up there. We're trying to find some action down Fayetteville. We're bringing a small fire car and a big fire car to Fayetteville. Anybody else?
Okay, so the Mustang is out and ready to go.
We're going to make a shit down on it if we can say anything, but yeah, we're looking to go on somebody's ass.
I hear that. I knew it wasn't going to be long. Kenny told me once to get out of the shop, it was going to be a strike.
Well, I put you this way. She's home from the hospital. She's ready to do some business.
I hear that. I damn sure hear that. What's the most wanted Camaro looking to do this weekend? I seen you were talking about that sledgehammer car. I mean, I know they're doing something with the Hattie, but...
We're not going to get Slim to come on with Slim being out of bank. He started a little too much, so we couldn't understand what he was saying. Slim don't want to do nothing.
Trying to get something going on with Kenny's car, but that's him and Slim. So anybody, I wonder if the Dobbs crew going to be up there this weekend with that dinosaur.
I don't know. I haven't talked to them. I like to think they would be, but...
Yeah, I'd like to see the old Most Wanted Camaro put a little space on that.
Yeah, I'd like to cut the head off that dinosaur if I could.
Yeah, that's it. That sounds like it's going to be a good one. I know, like I said, I know the Hattons had locked in something with that sledgehammer Camaro, and then from what Sean is going
to
give
it. We wanted to give this sledgehammer a little something with Kenny's car, whatever they needed to make the race right. We were looking to give them something. But we can't lock nothing in. We ain't bringing that car.
Hey, ain't no use in taking two cars up and, you know, you ain't got nothing locked in with the other
right.
car, but so, hey, that, getting his other car, he can fit in a shootout with that, right? Don't they have a shootout for 28? Or?
Yeah, he's got the small tire car. He can't really mess with him on the pass, but he can give him a fit with the big tire car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know, like I said, Endicott has hit me up about, I think we were supposed to, with Sean's car, the sit-down car, we were supposed to do something with that, the Ruler Nova again, but like I said, this weekend, Brock had already called me, and they got a free race on 28, $2,000 to win, so I think it's kind of hard to turn that down for a free entry.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to turn down.
Yeah, he wanted to do something with the Ruler Nova that we did something with at the World Grudge Finals, but the World Grudge Nationals. But like you said, I mean, Brock gave him something he couldn't turn down. The man said, look, you know, you bring your car, entry fee, and you got to try to make it $2,000. So I don't think he's going to make Fayetteville.
Well, we're bringing a small tire car untested, and if we can make one shakedown, we're looking to get a race. So if any of the listeners are ready and we can get down there, we're looking to do some business.
Well, hey,
y'all
from what
coming
I heard,
y'all
coming.
Huh? Go ahead, finish up what you're saying.
Oh, I know there are going to be a couple few small tire cars. One being, what's that car? It's a Mustang going to be there on 28 Nitrous. I can't think of the guy's name, but I know they're from South Carolina.
Bojack going to be there because Cut called me yesterday trying to give me
we got a green Mustang we're looking for out of South Carolina. Looking for a race back with him.
What's car?
Slow Green.
Oh, Slow Green.
We're bringing the car that's just like him, small block, and we're looking to get on his tail.
I wonder if he's going to be there. Did Cut say anything about that? Because I know... Usually, he's always at a cut event.
Now, I placed a call to Cut today. I ain't heard nothing back. I'm going to call him again tomorrow, see if I can reach him. But he probably will be there. It's hard to say.
Okay, yeah. I know there was supposed to be, like I said, I know there was some boys going on the small tire. That's a lot. See, that even Kenny said it to me the other day. Kenny said, you know what, Bub? He said, I have fun with that Camaro. But he said, I kind of feel... that I'm going to have more fun with this Mustang once it get out there.
Yeah, I mean, the Mustang's heavy. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things. You're just looking to have a good time with it. And we ain't looking at the farm. Just, you know, $500, $600, $700 race here or there and try to see what we can get into. It ain't, you know, it's one of the things we ain't even tested the car yet.
Yeah, I understand. That's how it goes, man. And
we're gonna have a backup car too for some of the big dogs. Say if Dobbs rolls up in there, we're gonna have a big time car waiting for his ass.
I hear that. I don't know if anybody else that has locked in from the area, you know. But I know who else was talking about going, I don't know if Derek had got the truck fixed or not, but he was thinking about it, but I think the truck might be down for a while. But I know the Midwest boys are thinking about coming, and all they got is street cars, the stock suspension stuff.
Well, look, if we go to Fayetteville, we make a good run on Saturday. We make a good run on Saturday, and the slut wants to do something on Sunday. We're looking for them.
Well, you ain't got to look far, because the slut hoping you come to Buzz Creek Sunday. I damn sure ain't going to Fayetteville
going
Saturday.
With your head hanging. You, as Kenny says, you have a Kool-Aid face.
Say it again?
You going to have a Kool-Aid face, you going to have that big frown on your face.
Nah, I don't get a frown, baby. Win, lose, or draw, I ain't going to get a frown.
Well, We're going to find out.
I don't know. Hey, look, I'm a little too dark to turn red now, so I don't know. I'm just
looking for the new car. I already heard you looking for the new car, but you ain't got to look far.
I'm looking for it, damn right. I'm looking for it. Ain't nothing shy about me, baby. You know
I'm
that, dude.
I'm going to give you a good view. I'm going to give you the view of the whole driver's side and the ass end.
You might be getting the view of that silver bit.
you might be getting the view of that. We're going to have you sporting a horseman shirt before the year's over.
Huh?
We're going to have you sporting a horseman shirt before the year's over.
I don't know, man. Y'all might want to put that shirt on me after I do y'all.
Yeah. Hey, we ain't worried. You hear anyone in this voice?
Well, that's what we talking about. Heads up, right?
Heads up. I'm with your brother.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all might try to draft me. You know, I got drafted one time in my life. You know that, bud. I got drafted one time. I might get drafted again. I might be the horseman first round draft pick.
I was bungee jumping about a year ago. I can bring that bitch to you. Slingshot your bastards if you need to.
Tell you.
I was bungee jumping about a year ago. I can tie that bitch to your car and slingshot your bastards.
I don't know, man. You might be able to do it again. You might not. You might just bite your head up.
Run the heads up.
Yeah,
I see we got another mic open. 301-934-3625. Who is this? 301-934-3625. I know this is a Maryland area code. Who is this? All right, we got another mic open. I don't even need to say who this is. Once y'all hear the number, y'all gonna know this is the man with the parachute. 757-339-8860. Weeby Cooper.
That's Outlaw.
What's going on, JB?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm listening to one of your teammates and Gene from the Horsemen get to sound like they're trying to get it together for Sunday.
Oh yeah.
I told Gene, I said, you know, I've been drafted one time in my life. I might be the horseman's first round draft pick come first of the year.
Hey, yeah. We're gonna make you the mascot and we're done with you.
I don't know, Gene. I don't know. Well, you know, it ain't
hey,
don't take
you
much.
You some shit. You really gonna lost, but you gonna get it.
Nah, I ain't asked for nothing. All I want you to do, all I'm asking for, you getting that other lane. That's all I'm asking for.
Hey, look, we're there. We are in the other lane. All you gotta do is show up.
I'm going to be there. When have I never showed up? I always show up. You just always
racing,
come with two.
Racing,
you,
racing, but look, after
you
think that win, I don't want you to see the horseman whip your ass.
Okay. Well, what's going to be said when that don't happen?
There ain't no way that ain't going to happen. That's what that about to happen if it starts snowing.
Well, you better hope for snow then come Sunday.
No, I ain't got to hope for no snow. I'm hoping for 7-degree weather.
I'm hoping that you get in that other lane. I hope that car run as good as your mouth run. Hey, look, I hope that car...
We don't travel all up and down the East Coast not to go to fucking Maryland. It's an hour away from home.
That's good. I ain't saying you won't come. All I'm saying is just be prepared when you come.
Oh, we prepared. Trust me. Do you really think we ain't prepared?
I ain't saying that. You ain't made a shakedown yet. Make that shakedown and then get at me in Maryland. I ain't hard to find.
We ain't got to make no shakedown for that shit.
Shit, you better make one.
Shit, we come right out of the
field. That's the case. Since you say it like that, I dare you not make a shakedown against me. I'll come to Fayetteville and get you right off the trail.
Oh, you going to come to Fayetteville?
I'll come
lock
to Fayetteville
shit,
and get you right off the damn
lock
trail.
Lock that shit up right now. Look, lock that money in right now. Don't talk me to death.
I ain't locking nothing because I ain't coming over. I've been racing for the last 3 weeks.
Look, don't talk shit if you don't lock the money in.
I'll lock it in for Sunday.
In the garage ready to go on your ass.
Stop yelling, man. I'll lock it in for Sunday.
Don't get all up in your feelings now.
I can't hear what you're saying, man. I can't hear you. Can't nobody hear you.
Well, look, if you want to come to Fayetteville, you're welcome to.
Oh, no, I ain't coming to Fayetteville.
Well, I figured you wouldn't, but look, we're coming to Maryland looking for you. How about that?
Look, you see that shit right there, Weaver? You see how he throwed that
hook
in there? I figured you wouldn't.
I am. Look, there's one thing we like, and that's sluts.
Well, you got plenty of slut to get.
We got it. We're going to get our ass, too.
You got plenty to get now. Don't let that slut burn you, though. I'm going to tell you that. Don't let that goddamn slut give you a bad case of the claps. I'm telling you that. Hey, look.
Look, I can promise you that. Look,
I ain't gonna front. I tried to burn that old peanut butter and jelly truck, but the old slut got she got above herself and I couldn't control her. So he wrapped up on me. But look, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm coming with a new case of the claps. I'm burning through rubbers this week.
I hope you're right.
I'm burning through rubbers. Oh, she right. She right. I'm burning through rubbers this week, Jack. Hey, look. Yeah. I'm burning through them this week.
I hope you are, cause you're gonna need it.
Nah, I'm all right. We gonna do our dance.
We gonna dance. You better bet your ass on that one.
We gonna dance. I'm gonna tell you this, but I ain't running for no more than $400-$500. So if that's gonna be, if y'all gonna try to jack the price up on me,
I'm trying to buy no race. Kenny told me already. He said, "Look, I ain't trying to buy no race."
Yeah,
cause that's. If you wanna run for 500, we in.
Yeah, that's what I do it for. I mean, I ain't doing it for a whole lot of money.
A bit too late. 500
is fine with us. Huh?
500 is fine with us.
That's good, then.
Well, that's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. What do you want to do, Sunday?
Sunday. The slut got that down in her bosom.
Well, sure,
she got
5
down in her bosom.
Huh? We got that 500 behind the driver's seat.
I know. That's how the slut got her down in her bosom.
Kenny went down there to fucking South Carolina and took that from Big Sexy Saturday. So we ain't doing them a gamble with somebody else's money.
Well, shit, I gave a bunch away this past weekend just throwing away races.
Look, my man went and ate lobster and shrimp and everything on Big Sexy. Still got money to bet you.
Damn, well, that's good. Shit, I like when he got money to bet me, man. I'm going to get it.
Well, that's what we banking on.
I'm going to get it.
You want to lock 250 on 500?
I ain't got to lock nothing in because I'm going to be there. I bet you I get that before y'all get there.
That's
I'm supposed
man,
to run.
I'm
going to give.
It's my opinion.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I mean, like I said, if you're going to be there, you're going to be there. I know Kenny want to run his car. He's going to be there because he want to shake it down. But I mean.
All right,
that's,
look, we'll see you, Malin. We're going to let the show go on. But look, I'll see you, Malin, on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, we the only thing talking on the show.
We are the show. Look, we don't come to watch the show. We come to be the show.
Well, like I got to tell you before, Team Outlaws will be there Sunday.
All right, I'm just telling you, the slut's going to get raped on Sunday.
I don't know. You knew you can't rape a slut, man.
Uh-huh.
How you going to rape a slut?
You can't
rape a slut.
You might not be able to rape the woman, but we're going to rape your pocket.
Hey, well, you might get the pimp pocket, but you can't rape the slut.
All right, well, we're going to find out.
You know, you might get the pimp pocket. All you got to do is burn a pimp one time. I got Brett last
week.
I'm ready for you.
Said, oh, hell to the horseman.
Oh, no, I ain't saying all that.
Look, if you get your ass beat, you got to say that.
No, I ain't got day no step. Hey, look, I'm putting the wheelie bar back on the car now.
You better put the wheelie bars on it, bitch.
Yeah, I am.
We got wheelie bars, too.
Well, put them on there.
What don't you think we ain't?
What car you going to run, D-Rod?
Kenny new car.
Oh, Kenny
new Mustang. Yeah.
With a small block in it.
Yeah.
Gonna be a
strike one
for the horseman.
Strike one.
It's gonna be like Ronnie Garvin was out there. Stone Cold.
Like Frank Montana says, I like the horseman for 500.
Please, Dustin.
Is that right?
And Gene.
Yo.
Hey Gene, we got a man. Hey, Gene, we got a man that just slid in here right quietly. He old pizza man, old pizza man from Jersey.
The pizza man?
Yeah,
hey,
you know that old pizza man.
The pizza man
got
the break on my shit.
You know, Stefano.
Okay, thank you.
That old pizza gangster that slid up in here quite quietly.
All right, well, I see that.
Hey, can I get some pepperoni on that pizza?
Okay. It's all right. I don't even know. Pizza man. Hey, Todd, look. I want to know if the pizza man wants to run back with Lou.
Hey, Stefano.
He wants
to
run back with Lou.
Pizza man. Well, Darren, I guess Stefano 2 is packed tonight. All I hear is his phone's ringing and pizza's slinging, so I don't know what's going on.
Get the pizza out of the oven, let's talk race.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, here? I think the pizza man got... He got pizza on his mind right now, but hopefully he'll be on a little bit talking and shit.
Yeah,
JB,
is that JB? Is that you?
Yeah, this is me. You know who this is.
Dude, hey, I didn't even queue in. How did it automatically queue in? I'm trying to take orders here. I was like, oh shit, it's 8:30. I'm missing my show.
Oh no, well see the blue question mark came up, so I queued you in, and then Gene wants to talk to you about a race.
Okay, well, I'm here, okay? I'm here. Now I'm here.
What's
the mission taking over? What's up, sir?
Look, what do you want to do with the primer Camaro that we got?
The which Camaro, Gene?
The primer one. The primer one you ran up at our Capitol.
Oh, that Lou's car.
Yeah, Lou's car. What do you want to do?
Well, let me see, because I heard the transmission. The transmission's out right now. Actually, I was there this morning. They were working on it. They were waiting for... they had a problem with my case. So I'm waiting. Actually, I just got off the phone with Reed today also. They're sending me a bearing from California.
Okay.
I'm supposed to have it Tuesday. When are you looking to do something? You tell me.
Whenever y'all are ready. We're right there at Maryland, MIR. We're ready to lock up 500 on the 1,000 or 250 on 500 or whatever you want to do.
Same race, correct?
Same race.
What's the date on MIR?
I have to give you a date on that. I know they're running Sunday, but I don't know when they're running after that.
Yeah, no, I know. Like I said, I know we'll put it this way. Right now, and not for nothing, like I said, I let a couple people go here in my business, and I've been working. I don't even know when the next day off I have. I mean, I'm training my new manager up and so forth. But, I mean, it's possible. I mean, I was trying to get the car ready. Like I said, next time I was thinking about going out, depending on the weather, was the 16th at Cecil. But I will come down to MIR. I don't have a problem doing that. You know, I mean,
well,
as long as the weather's...
Well, if you want to do something Cecil, we can do something Cecil.
Well, I don't... If I get the car back together, like I said, in half time, because like I said, right now I'm working 7 days a week, and that's no bullshit. You can ask anybody that knows me right now.
But
like I said, I've been short-staffed.
If you call the guy who's hosting the show, he can give you my
What's
number,
that?
We can set something up for Cecil.
Yeah. Wait, you're saying... So, yeah, we can... Like I said, I'll either go to Cecil, I'll travel to MIR. I don't have a problem doing that. You know, but like I said, I got to see the time frame and what I could do is, like I said, through JB or Long Island Joe, we need that situation. Like I said, we could do, I mean, if the car, his car is going to sit the same because my car sits the same, correct? And his car is going to sit the same, correct?
Right. Same car you ran up
at our Capitol. Hey, Stefano, let me ask you this. Are you coming down with Long Island Joe on Thanksgiving weekend, the Colonial Beach?
Who am I talking to? Who's this?
This JB, you know...
JB, I honestly, because like I said, and because it's getting cold and I had a bad experience in the cold, depending on weather permitting, and now, like I said, we found a couple things, like I said, we heard the trance, and we found out what it was. Like I said, I just found all the stuff this morning, and that's no BS. Like I said, I shoot straight from the hip. I'm trying, like I said, if I get everything back together and my time permitting, and I'll just give you a time frame, like I said. My day starts at 7 in the morning, and I get home after midnight, and I work on the car after midnight, and like I said, when I pulled the transit out, it was 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. So, like I said, because, again, I'm strapped right now for reliable help that I could be out of my business, and right now the business pays the bills, and I got to be here. So, with that said, I really wasn't planning on doing, in Thanksgiving with Joe. I was trying to see if everything worked out right, bar none with my employees, if I could get out for the 16th, because that's, like I said, that's not too far of a ride. But like I said, I mean, I would absolutely, if I get the car back together and have time, it's all a time issue with me. Like I said, you know, I mean, I know if the transfer be done, like I said, by the middle of next week. Like I said, we're just waiting for the case bearing. I threw a bearing in it. I knew something was wrong with my train. So with that said, if I get the car back together, yeah, all bets are on, and like I said, we'll honor any, like I said, and depending on the weather. Now, I don't know if you guys tip, if it gets too cold out there or whatever, because like I said, two years ago with my other car, I had a bad experience. It was just too cold to race. You know what I mean? And, you know, and like I said, I've learned, you know, you live and learn, and that's how I've lived and learned. So there comes a time to say, okay, we'll come out next season. But if I get the car back together and have the time, we could definitely do that race. We could do, listen, I'll do that race 5 or better. I mean, I have no problems with that. As long as that car sits the same way to the Capitol, We can run out the quarter. We don't even got to run to the eighth. I don't even care. But you put it this way, you could get that same race, whatever race you want, same race. Like I said, as long as that car sits the same, and I didn't even see the motor. I didn't even need to see the motor. But as long as you, like I said, you know, we're man of our word, that car sits the same, ain't no swaps going on, motor to motor. Well, you name the number, and I will go out there. I don't even care. Okay, but like I said, right now, like I said, and it's no problem. Like I said, I'll put you in with my transit. Like I said, right now, the transit's out of the car, and I'm waiting for them to send me the bearing. And like I said, I should have the bearing. They say they send it out today. It's coming from California. They say Monday or Tuesday I should have it. The trans will be back together. Now, depending on my time frame with my business, if we get everything back together, we'll definitely go out. You know, like I said, we'll go. We can do it. You know, I mean, you got a race. Definitely got a race. We'll go out there the same way. And like I said, your number, if you want to do more, like I said, I'll go five or better. I'm cool with that. We can lock in 1,000 for five. I'm good with that. But right now, like I said,
five or better. 500 on
what's
1,000.
That?
What's that?
I like
to run for 5 on 1,000 at least, at the minimum.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we can come in, like I said, we'll lock in 1,000, like 5 or better. I mean, like I said, I'm used to running, like, in all honesty, like I said, and I go out far and few between. But like I said, usually up until this, like when I went to Capitol, I wouldn't even think about going out for 500, but like I said, again, I just wanted to have some fun. You know, all
well,
my races in the past.
If you can make it to Cecil County, you let us know. If it's James, that's fine too.
I keep breaking up. What was that?
If you can make it to Cecil County, that's fine. If you can't, that's fine too.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm a man of my word. Like I said, I'll send the pictures of, you know, the cars apart right now. And like I said, I mean, I would love, like I said, I want to be out there racing. Believe me, it's killing me. But like I said, you know, with my staffing issues here, I got to be here. You heard me. I'm taking orders on the phone and I didn't even know I was queued in. You know, yeah, you definitely got that. We're definitely going to get back together. Absolutely. You want to run to the eighth or the quarter again? What do you want? Is this who I'm talking to?
No, that's Gene. That's Gene from the horse.
Right, Gene, okay. Does he want to run the quarter or does he want to go back to the eighth?
No, we're going to run the same race, 8 miles. Pro Tree heads up.
Yeah, Pro Tree heads up. Like I said, Gene, you got it. Like I said, if I am back together, we have a race. And I will give you, like I said, with the 16th, so I won't leave you hanging. You know, like I said, I'll gladly, like I said, JB has my number to get a hold of me or however you want to do it. Like I said, I will be a man of my word. And like I said, if things fall into place, we get the car together, I will gladly lock that race in. Like I said, you know, if you like I said, we can do it for more money, 25 or 5, like I said, 5,000, whatever you want to do. I'll definitely go out there again. Absolutely. Like I said, absolutely.
Well, that sounds good to me. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and like I said, yeah, it's no problem at all. But like I said, look, you know, it is what it is. With the business comes first, bro. Got to pay the bills.
Hey,
that
always
sounds
good right there, man. You want to know what? That's going to be another good race to see because, as you know, that first race, both of y'all were pedaling, so I think this is going to be a good race to see.
That's like I said. That's where we what happened is that when I went through, I'll say exactly. I ain't got nothing to hide. When I went through that severe tire shake, it's my roller bearing and Reed. I was on the phone for 2 hours. They would Reed. They never saw something like it. My roller bearing walked out of the case. So that's how severe I went through tire shake when I was pedaling. You know what I mean? And that's no joke, like I said. And it screwed up my trans. So, like I said, I knew something was wrong. And, you know, we did that shakedown. And, like I said, we just heard it even more. So, like I said, you live and learn, I guess. You know what I mean, Jay Big? It's racing.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know?
Yeah,
like I said.
I gotta let you know something else, too, Stefano. The boys from the West say they got to pass the car.
Wait, what's that?
The boys from the Midwest and over in the West.
They said
that they
okay.
are a lot faster than the boys in the East.
They said a lot faster than what? You're breaking up, JB.
The boys from the West have stated that they're faster than the boys from the East.
Well, dude, listen. As long as it's me, and again, just like how my man Freddie was talking about, if they sit close to us or whatever, or if they make the race right, we're going out there because, like I said, I'm confident in my equipment. That's all I'll say. And like I said, and I come like I come. You know what I mean? I don't have my big motor in the car. I got the little motor in the car. But again, like I said, we want to race. We're not looking for no GDOs. We'll gamble. I'll go out there and gamble, believe me. And it's a good race. Like I said, it's a fair race with the gray car. I thought Lou has a nice car. I mean, like I said, and again, you know what I mean? I don't take advantage. I don't need guaranteed wins. Cause I didn't build my reputation like that. I want to go out where we got a fighting chance, like I said. You know what I mean? And we'll go out there and have some fun. You know, and like I said, that's why I went out there for, you know, a little bit of money. I had a great time. You know what I mean? Nobody got hurt, and, you know, it was just a good time, you know? So, like I said, it, you know, racing is what it is. And like I said, I handle my business a little different maybe than somebody else. Like I said, when I come to track, I'm coming to race. And if I'm not ready, I'll gladly hand over a deposit. Or if I don't think I'm in your league, I'm going to show the respect. And that's how I've always been. So, you know what I mean? I would love to go out there. You know what I mean? If anybody make the race right. You know what I mean? Like Gene, like speaking with Kenny, I have all respect in the world for him. I would have loved to have done something with him. And like I said, we were actually the trans with Brooke, but like I said, if he would have taken the bottles out of the car, give us a little something with that, with the motor that he's got in there, we would have gone out and gambled. You know? But it's got to be, like I said, I don't want a GW. I'm not about that. I don't need it. I want to go out and have a good time and race. And if I got a fair race, and if I don't do my job on the tree, like I said, I slept like a motherfucker. Boy, I think I left the next day. I didn't even leave the same day he left. And I'll be the first to tell you that, man. I didn't leave the same day. I missed the bus, man, on that one. I don't know. I got to talk to somebody at Capital about that. I think that was a 500 pro tree instead of a 400 pro tree or whatever you wanted to call it. That motherfucker, I didn't even get on the wood and that fucking tree dropped. But see, I'm new with this. I'm just getting in, like, so, like I said, I ain't, you know, we'll see what happens. Somebody's got a speakerphone because I could hardly hear anybody.
Yeah, who is that? Who is that on speaker? Let's see. I just muted one, so hopefully that was the one.
Now I can hear you, JB. Gene, you still there? There you go. That's much better. Yo, where's that boy? Where's that boy? What they call that slut car? Do you on the thing? Because I'm looking to get in his ass. Teach him a lesson. I hear he's been getting out of line a little bit.
Man, everybody wants a piece of a slut. Damn,
what's that?
Stuff on it. Leave me alone, man.
Man, yeah, okay. I see you got that sharp tongue. Like I said, I'm gonna have to give you everything in drag racing and then some. I'm gonna keep the car in the trailer and still race you.
Exactly. If you do that, then you gotta race. leave it at home. Don't even leave it at trailer. Leave it at home.
Shit. Damn. I think, like I said, if we ever get face-to-face, I think I'll be at your waistline. Though that ain't right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you see that? Stefano, you got to watch out for them guys, them old pro football players, man. They you got to watch out for them guys, man.
You said two key things, old pro football players. Old. That's exactly what you just said, old.
Oh, shit.
I'm sitting here now with Ben Gay on all my joints.
Oh, my God, man.
Shit.
Yeah, but what, in all seriousness, when is that, Gene, you were saying, when is there, is it just like a regular test and tune day at MIR? Because like I said, I love that track. I mean, I love that. That's my favorite track. Or is there like an event or just like a normal test and tune?
Nah, this is a test and tune, and a couple guys on the stage have just started. I mean, it's been crazy, man. Just like, hey, man, what you'll do with me? All right, well, this is the last, you know, pretty much they've seen it like this. This is the last test and tune at MIR, the last good day that you're going to get, you know, maybe a good warm pass. So, I mean, one race locked in the other day, that's, I think Weeby's going to run Marvin with the G-body, and then Mark Jones with the Phantom is going to run Todd Whedon. And then I think, I don't even know these other two cars. One is called the Pitbull. And one is called something. They're not locked in. So it's
right.
Like four or five races that they come out of the woodwork.
And we ain't going to run no bad.
Oh, shit. I know who that is. That's Running Bell.
I'll run you.
How about that?
When?
You come there Sunday then.
Come where?
Maryland.
I'm going to be at Colonial Beach. Thank
you. Oh,
well. Hey, who is that?
Then you stay scared then, Running Bear. Stay running.
I was going to Fayetteville this weekend, but somebody threw a wrench in that game. So my mind set on Larry Teasley at Colonial Beach Thanksgiving.
Hey, Weeby, what are you doing for that weekend? You doing anything?
I won't have my B card there. It's going into Chester Shop.
Okay. How far is going to be? How far?
We got another microphone open. Who is this? 443-889-9886. Your microphone is open. Who is that?
Hey, what's up, man?
Who is this? This who?
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Okay. What's going on, Mr. Clean?
Hey, what's going on? Who's that on the line? Bob?
You said Bob?
Yes, Bob.
Is your speakerphone, JB?
Somebody's on speakerphone.
We got still the whole deal.
Yeah, Mr. Clean, are you on the speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm muted. I'm muted. Come back in a minute.
Okay, who are you looking for, Mr. Clean? Mr. Clean. I guess he's muted right now, but I guess Mr. Clean will come back in here in a minute. Running back, is he gonna do something with you on that weekend of Thanksgiving?
He said it was coming down. He wanted a locked in race, but you know how the weather is, you know, locking in a race this time of year around here, it could be kind of to do that. But I'm hoping if the weather's nice, I'm gonna be there. You know, if he's there, we're gonna get busy.
And that's how it's supposed to be. I mean,
right,
so that might be one. And then I know I talked to Long Island Joe. He is bringing this time. He usually brings all motor cars, but I have heard he is bringing 3 nitrous cars with him. I don't know the specifics on those nitrous cars, but he is bringing nitrous cars with him this time. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a nice show. I really haven't talked to anybody about this show, man. I mean, the only person I talked to is basically Long Island Joe. So, I mean, I was kind of in the dark about it, but, I mean, a show on the Thanksgiving weekend might be good. I mean, it sounds like the last, it's probably going to be the last time you're going to get a good pass of weather.
JB, that time of the year, the end of the month, everything like that. Now, how far in vicinity, like from Capitol? Because, like I said, I have no idea where Virginia Beach is. But like, what's the weather like down there? I mean, I've been to Fayetteville one time and it was warm. You know what I mean? You know, you're home.
It's not Virginia Beach. It's not Virginia Beach.
It's Colonial Beach.
Oh, it's Colonial Beach.
Yeah, Colonial Beach Dragway.
Colonial Beach, 30 minutes from Buzz Creek.
Yeah,
30 minutes from Buzz Creek.
He's right. It's not that far from Buzz Creek.
Right. So basically you're going to get the same weather from Capitol somewhere in that area. It's going to be basically the same. You know what I mean? Hopefully by then we're going to be in the mid to low 50s, correct? Is that fair by saying that?
That's about definitely true. You're right. I don't know what this area code is, but we got a new call in here. 219-344-0519. Your microphone is on. Who is that?
This is Alan.
Yes, who is this?
Evan? This is Youngblood.
Oh, this is Youngblood. What's going on? Alan King then.
Hey, no, I'm just listening to what's going on.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Dwayne, you know this guy right here, Dwayne?
Alan King.
Yeah, this, you know that black Camaro, that 5-speed, 70 model Camaro?
Yeah, well, that's...
He's over like 78, 79?
Yeah. That black Camaro. Yeah, that's his. This is his son. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got the black wheels or something on it. Real pretty car.
Yeah, that's. Yep, this is his son.
Oh, okay.
Yo, a large corner shot with grilled chicken, no salt or pepper. Okay.
What's going on, Youngblood? What's Dad got going on this weekend? He gonna do anything or what?
No, I don't think so, man. You know, if you was watching on the 26th, you know how we blew the mailbox into the bleachers. so we still trying to get that worked out, so we don't really do no major damage to the car, but I guess we just gonna maybe just put up for the season. We don't know yet, though. We might bring out one more time. I guess only time can tell, though, you know what I mean?
I hear that, man. I mean, if it do come back out, is there anybody specific that it's looking for?
If it come back out, if Trey don't put his car up for the winner, then we're going to be back at him because we were supposed to get down on him on the 26, but, you know, we had the problem when we was making our shakedown. So, yeah, that's one person that we really want to get before the season over with.
Oh, okay. That Trey from New York.
Yeah.
Hey, that. Yeah. I just seen Trey looking to sell his piece. So, I mean, hopefully, I'll go before that piece is gone. Cause I know the piece is for sale.
Yeah. His best bet is go ahead, hurry up, get that sold. If you ever think he's gonna beat us, but to him.
All right, hold, we got another microphone open. This is another Maryland area code I can see. 301-399-7377. Your microphone is open. Who is this?
Man, it's Drive-By.
Oh, shit. Damn Drive-By.
Damn shit talker.
No, man, I'm just sitting back listening to y'all, man. I ain't trying to start
Dwayne,
no trouble.
You got something against that guy, Dwayne?
Nah, that guy, that's my boy, man. That's my boy, man. He good people, man, for real.
Hey, Cubby, I'm going to go ahead and let you know. I'm going to tell you right now, if you wouldn't have red-lighted, I'm going to tell you right now, there might have been, you probably, the way you left, the white boys would have caught hell to kind of get it.
Yeah, I got a little itchy. My finger slipped off the button, man.
Yeah, and I talked to Spike, and I said, hey, Spike, you know old boy from DMV, if you would have red-lighted, y'all might not have made it. He was like, yeah, man. He said, I have problems, too. And he said, man, I'm damn sure he's glad he red-lighted. I said, I bet you are, motherfucker.
I probably would have won that race.
Yeah, see, I'm going to tell you what, that car right there, I ain't going to say that car got lucky that night. But even on the pass he ran the Lethal Weapon, I mean, goddamn, real tree wreck.
Yeah, well, Lethal Weapon wreck.
That's what I'm saying. It seemed, and I told him, I said, that night you had a goddamn rabbit shoe up your. He said, no. He said the freak was just making it straight down the track. I said, yeah, but I'm telling you, if Cubby wouldn't have red lighted, he would have had you. He said, yeah, he might have gave me a little prop.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
On the 26th up there on the hill, on the hill, a boy with the Nova, Greg Brooks.
Okay, Greg Brooks.
Yeah, the Hell Yeah and Greg Brooks run.
Yeah, and G-Money, as he found out when he put it up on Jack's fans, G-Money broke in the rear. But what had happened is when they left, G-Money knocked Tyre off and, you know, sat in one spot and Hell Yeah went on by. So, yeah,
okay,
G-Money
well,
broke.
I mean, that's what I heard, you know, that Hell Yeah whooped G-Money, but I didn't hear the details of it.
I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to go ahead and say it. A race is a race, so yeah, he beat him. But we got, if you see the DVD, which the DVD is being sold right now by Gunnett, but if you look, and I even went over to Greg, because, you know, I like G-Money, and I went over to G-Money, and he had the car up on the jack, and he was, you know, he was telling me, he was like, man, God dang. And, you know, he broke something.
Yeah, he spun an axle. He spun the axle splinter.
Yep, that's what
he did. And it didn't with it.
Yo.
He broke an axle down and didn't with it.
Yeah, and then, like I said, he turned back around, and, you know, I like G-Money, went over to him, and he said, I hate to lose like that. He said, I would have rather went out there and he beat me by a car or two or whatever, but to go out there and break again and not even get close, you know what I mean? But from what I heard, it's back together running pretty good now, so.
Right. I mean, that's why I didn't run Hell Yeah that day, because my car wasn't running right, and I don't hate to lose. I just hate to lose because my car ain't running right. You know, I hate to – I'm not going to run it and run nobody if my car ain't running right. You know, I'll take that ass whooping if my car is running right, but if it ain't running right, you know. So that's the reason I want to go back at Hell Yeah, because I think I got my car back together now, and it's running pretty good. And like I said, you know, on the Thanksgiving weekend up at Colonial Beach, I'm going to try to make that a website.
Well, like I said, I hope that race go off, because I'm going to be honest with you. He's been winning right now. Don't get me wrong. He's been winning. Everybody on that little Hell Yeah tip. But I'm going to tell you, running back, if you make a good, clean pass, I don't think he can sit there. But we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Yeah, we're going to find out. I don't think he can stay in it either. But, you know, if my car is running right, then, you know, I think I'm going to trim him for one thing. I'm pretty sure of that. And if I trim him, he'll get it back.
Uh-oh, we got another microphone open. Let's see what it is. 484-832-2153. Your mic is open. Who is that?
Yo, what's going on? It's Joe from Philly, the Red Alert.
Mr. Drive-By, that man has been asking about you all week.
Did I hear Cubby on here?
Hey, Drive-By is on the... He's on.
You've been in? Cubby's on there?
JB. Yeah, Drive-By is on here.
Okay. What's going on, man?
Who ran my father with that S10
from
Shakedown?
Huh?
That's not us.
Well, it was somebody. Somebody had an S10 that ran my father last night. Down on here.
You talking about Jim?
Jim?
Jim from the Shakedown crew.
Yeah, that man got out of there on it. I gotta give him that. He got out of there.
Oh yeah, that little S10, she gets small right quick.
It was a close one, but yeah, he got out of there.
Yeah, I actually saw that race on the page. I wasn't there for that one, but it was a good one to the top. Ain't nothing like a good race to the top end.
Yeah.
So what's up? Any of you boys coming up to Cecil County on the 16th?
I don't know, Dwayne, you thinking about making that trip up there to 16?
Honestly, JB, I don't even think, they say that Cecil County real tight with tech and shit. I don't even think my shit will tech in up there.
It ain't that bad up there, as long as you got seatbelts, you know.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of people that run up there say the same thing, and I mean, I'm not going to make that long trip. I like to come up there, but I'm not going to make that long trip if I ain't going to be able to race my shit. You know what I mean?
What's your car? Why won't it pass tech? What's wrong with it?
I mean,
you got a cage in it?
Yeah, I got a cage in it, but I mean, the belts ain't updated, and I can run it. I can run it anywhere. I've been with it, Buzz Creek, anywhere like that, and don't have a problem. But
I'll make sure of it. It's my event. You'll be all right. I'll make sure if you come see me.
That's the 16th, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I might come up there because I'm trying to do all the racing I can before the end of the season.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
I mean, what y'all got, like a 20? Y'all got a 28 and 29 tire class up there?
We have a 28 versus 275 class for 8 mile. And we got a 8.5-inch tire versus the Ultra Street rule in Cecil County.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get Cody out the bushes to get up there to race me. I heard he's too busy in the hair salon getting his braids cleared, so he ain't gonna be able to make it on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Nah.
I don't think I'm going to make it. Then it'll probably be cold up there, man.
It ain't going to be cold. It's going to be a nice day.
Tell you what, if I do make it, if I do make it, you going to run me through the eighth?
I'm going to run you through the quarters.
Nah, I'm not stressing
we're
my dog.
Right we're
going
to go right through the eighth and go to the quarters. It's the best track service around.
I'm not doing that. No, especially not at that track.
That's a way better track than Capitol, I'll tell you that.
But especially not at that track. I mean, I don't know. And it's getting cold.
I'll be honest with you, it's a way better
track. If I do make it up there, I'll run you through the eighth.
You got it.
But I don't know. I doubt if I make it.
Oh, keep it posted. Let me know.
Hey, now look, Joe, I might know somebody. He's been talking about getting out here, but I don't know if you know the boys from Georgia. They got this small block. They looking to run another small block car, and I know y'all got the red one.
Yes, sir.
They got a car called the Sickness. Small block.
What's it called?
28. It's called the Sickness.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a black small block. It's a small block, 28, stock suspension, no balls, and it's called the Sickness. It's B&R Racing, and they're from Georgia. They are claiming to have the baddest small block 28 car rent.
Hey, that's a shit. You got the single car? Can't fit, think you think or not?
It's a single car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me, get a hold of me. We'll go set something up.
Yeah, that's what I had tagged you in a post, but you must couldn't see it because you weren't his friend. But he's on the page, and his name was Lester Neely and Ricky Smith. They own the car.
Okay, yeah, I never seen that. I'll check it out though.
Yeah, they got a nice video. They got a nice video on DMV. They want to come out this way because they always been hearing about it. But like I said, they got a car on 28 called the Sickness, and it's on 28 small block on Market Kit.
Okay. I'll check them out. Yeah, tell me to get a hold of me or get them in contact with me on whatever, Facebook or no matter.
Okay. How many cars you got so far? I mean, have you got anything pre-registered for the 28th or what?
Not really doing any pre-registration or nothing. We're just doing whoever shows up. It's going to be 12 hours of racing for $50. You know, for grudge racing, testing, tune, and the classes. So it should be a good, if the weather's nice, I assume we're going to have a good turnout. We've got a lot of guys from New York coming down, and it should be a good time. Couple races
locked in from
New York, guys.
Hey, let me ask you one thing. Are y'all going to allow four-wheelers?
Four-wheelers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got, it sounds funny, but I know some people that's been on the show week. They got some people on here that want to run four-wheelers for over what we run cars. Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
JB, on that note, I might have some people up this end by my shop that are into that, so I might be able to line something up for that day.
We're all the bikes, four-wheelers, motorcycles are all welcome at this event.
Okay, because I know a four-wheeler race that wants to take place for over 2,500. They're trying to lock in.
Definitely.
And I mean, you know, I didn't know four-wheeler racing was that big, but they said in Florida, four-wheeler racing is almost bigger than the car. So, I mean, if you allowing some four-wheelers to go through there, I might know. On that note, we got another microphone open, and I know who it is. Ain't nobody but that damn Kenny Beecham from the Horseman Camp. What are you doing, Mr. Beecham?
And a bitch.
Huh?
And bitch.
Oh, Lord. What's wrong, man?
Crying like a little girl.
Oh,
Hey, Kenny. Now you know, Kenny, if you get that thing running Sunday, that track might flood. You gonna be there Sunday? He must ain't hear what I said.
Hey, hold on a minute. Kenny's coming to the phone.
Yo, you say his name's Tricky Ricky?
No, that's Hello? Tricky Ricky. That's Derek Penniman. This dude's name is Ricky Smith. If you go on the page, his name is Ricky Smith. They got a car called The Sickness.
I'll check it out while I'm on the phone.
Hey, Kenny Major.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that beast of yours on the 28th is going to be there Sunday? At MIR.
The Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we make a good shakedown on Saturday, you damn right it'll be there on Sunday.
Okay, all right.
Who's looking to do something on Sunday?
I was looking up the tree. Can I help you?
I don't know. I know Gene was on here talking. He was talking a little bit to that slut, you know, that track mark.
Hey, Gene been drinking. He trying to lock everybody in, but we ready. We're going to be ready.
Shit.
Look, that slut's ready. We're ready. You know that slut, his boss. We're going to be the slut's pimp.
Can you watch him, Mushroom?
Hey, look, Gene, you don't mess with a pimp's sluts, man.
I'm going to take that slut from you, and I'm going to put her ass to work.
You can't even take a slut from me. Slut don't make no reservation.
Hey, Dwayne, you going to stay on motor? I'm going to spray, right?
Nah, I ain't stay on motor now. I mean, not after tomorrow, I won't be on motor. Don't nobody want to make it fast for me. I'm going to make it even.
How you figure it's even with a small block versus a block?
Gene told me that wasn't a stipulation between me and Gene talking. Like you said, Gene might be drinking.
Oh, yeah, Gene did say come as you are, so.
Come as you are.
Fuck you, bro.
Look. Yeah, but see, Gene ain't thinking about the consequences, though. We get lucky and get by you, ain't nobody going to run us, so.
You said that right. In racing, it is. It's got everything to do with luck.
Yeah, that's right.
The slut ready.
Well, this one ain't. I'm getting ready to fire it up right now. We're getting ready to fire this thing up right now. Yeah, shortly.
Firing the hole pretty shortly.
You're going to get us in trouble. Look, all you got to do is bring your ass to the track. We're going to show you what we're going to do.
Gene,
we ain't got to talk about it all night.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there, bro.
You better be there because we're going to show you what we're going to do. We ain't going to talk about it.
I'm going to be there.
Kenny's conservative.
You sound like you're trying to talk me out of coming.
No, hell no. I want you to come. I'll pay your way in the fucking gate.
I'm going to hold you to that, too, because I damn sure need you to pay it in there.
I believe it. You're going to need it when you go out of it, that's for sure.
I need you to pay. Hey, you remember that, JBG? He said he's going to pay my way in the door.
I'm going to pay your way in the gate.
All right, I'm going to damn sure accept that.
And
hold you
and
to
don't
it.
Don't take Kenny no mind. We'll run you heads the fuck up.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure you get enough time best to get it where you wanted it.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to make some money. I don't do this shit just for my health.
Don't nobody do it for that. It seems like that's all I've been doing it for all year, though.
Hey, you ain't doing this one.
Doing it just for the love. That's all it's been.
Exactly. If we make a few bucks along the way, we're doing good.
Well, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna make sure after Sunday you keep doing it for the love.
Oh yeah, one more time. There you go.
Anything else, my friend? Get to go? You got it.
$9, sir. Oh, there we go. Somebody's selling pizza again.
Me too.
Yes, I'm a working man.
Yeah, sir. That man sell pizza and grudge race at the same goddamn place. God damn. I'm going to tell you, but y'all boys ain't worth a damn. Now, look, hey, Stefano, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I went up in Gold's Gym the other day with my shirt, and a guy was like, so that shirt says the pizza gangster, right? I said, yeah, pizza gangster race. He said, so the man sells pizza, and he raised cars and said, I said, yeah, he said, you got to understand what it says, pizza gangster. Now, he slings pizza, but he's trying to bust that money up on the track.
Exactly.
Damn. Right.
He
said he's a jack of all trades. I said, yeah.
Let me just tell you, listen, how much heart I got, okay? And I told you a story, JB, and I don't know, I think I told you a story. That was given me by an older friend of mine that taught me drag racing. Not that I know a lot, but. So, he started to resent the fact when I spend my money. Like I said, I'm like Kenny, we're out there having fun, we're racing, we're trying to make money and so forth. I work hard, I play hard. So he started calling me the pizza gangster sarcastically, right, making me look like a fool. So what I do is I put the name on the car. Well, he got more pissed off than that. He cut ties from everybody. Now nobody talks to the man. And that's how I got that name. It wasn't something like I was self-proclaimed or anything like that. But like I said, I got a small man's attitude. I'm going to war every time I go out there. And that's how I look at it, like I said. And that's where that name came from. And it just stuck with me. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But we have fun with it. You know what I mean, JB? That's all it is.
That's how it's supposed to be, though. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yep.
Hey, one of your friends is on here, Stefano.
Who's that?
Old Kenny Beecham.
Kenny Beecham?
Yeah, old Kenny Beecham. He about to start that beast up in a little bit on 28.
Uh-oh. There you go. Yeah, that's everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second, baby. You got to make some money.
He ain't making no money. Hey, Dwayne, who else you supposed to do something with Sunday? I know you said that you were going to do something else with somebody on Sunday, too.
I'm going to get Copperhead to break in eighth.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get him a break. He's a good sportsman, man. He can get that. I know everybody going to have that shit on kill. At the end of the year, have that shit on kill and bring that big pie out of him. But, you know, I owe him that.
Shit,
all right.
Yeah,
he had texted me earlier and said he was going to, he bringing a streetcar, too. That man, jack of all trades, he trying to get some of that streetcar action, too. He got a little, I seen a little Mustang, nice and clean, too.
The little black and gray one?
Yeah, a little black and gray one with a small block forward.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I seen it on Facebook, I think.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Somebody told me that there's a car coming out soon called the Bowtie Killer. I'm waiting for that to come back out. I know he's a little quiet right now, but I heard the Bowtie Killer is coming back out.
Yeah, it might be there Sunday if I get somebody wire it up. I got to put the MSC box and stuff in there.
I hear that. Well, shoot, if you bring it to the track, I know somebody will hook wide up right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I might do that, but, you know, it's a motor car. I ain't gonna have no gas on it.
Oh, okay.
But if all the people be picking on me want me to run on motor, I don't got no blue car, ain't no motor car. It's sticks with gas, so now I got a motor car.
Well, hey, that motor car that you got need to, if you can get that, have that thing to 26, that's all Joe bringing. Except for, like I said, he is bringing two or three nitrous cars. But, you know, the motor cars, I ain't going to lie, though, man. I'm going to have to give him credit. That thing, even though he was spinning, knocking the tower, that thing young thing got getting busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that thing riding.
Jesus Christ. He knocking the tower, getting into it mid-track, and still, I understand why some people don't want to give him this and that. And, I mean, I can't be mad at that. Because, I mean, when you start looking at it, that car rides. And, I mean, to give him this and that,
That's what I told him. All you can get from a lot of guys, you got a big block, I got a small block. Man, that you got to give props for props. Dude, that fucking small block ride.
And I'm going to tell you, I got to give him props. I looked at a PSCA event DVD, and they, you know, they don't road race. They have a full interior Camaro with a small block in it, and it was in that PSCA all motor class. That thing went 826 on the bump.
Man,
so when somebody tell me motor cars came, I'm going to tell you right now, 826 ain't slow by any means possible.
Oh, hell no.
All I know, this motor car that I got, if the motor don't work, then I'm going to be turning to a nice one. I know that.
I'm catching up at your home.
One thing about it, I got a motor car, and everybody tell me I got gas on my shit, and it burns me up because you know me, JB. When I got gas on, everybody know I got gas on that motherfucker.
I hear that.
It sounds like they gonna get their wish.
Well, yeah, they gonna get it. I mean, if I can stop being so lazy and put it on, you know, it's the end of the year, man.
Can we be Cooper around at all?
Yeah, I'm here.
Coming up, Weavy to the 16. Try to do
something
with
Pink Car. Weavy's on here. I mean, you can talk to Weavy. That's Weavy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what's going on, brother? You coming up to the 16th,
Cecil County? Yeah, we plan on making that trip, everything together. You gonna give me something?
You wanna do something?
Nah, you too fast for me.
Man, you're crazy.
You too fast. When you told me I was too slow, you too fast for me.
Oh, man. Did you tell me you were bringing a different car?
Yeah, bring my purple one.
Yeah, your faster one. Now you want something.
Yeah.
I hope you show up.
You're a little too fast for Blue Magic.
Too fast for Blue Magic.
Yeah, you're too fast for that car. I agree.
Because I just beat a bunch of street cars. Now you think I'm too fast?
I got to bring the quality car that you got, I got to bring.
Oh, what do you bring, a big block stock suspension?
No, it's small block.
A small block stock suspension?
Yeah.
We can run the red one.
Yeah, that might be a good one, too.
All right, I hope to see you there. We'll set something up. Unless you want to lock something in, you tell me whatever you want to do.
Well, I see how I get it going during the week. Then, you know what I mean? Next week, I'll give you a call.
I know you got a two-car trailer. You might as well just bring both of them.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, you might as well bring both of them. Let the shit hang out.
Yeah, you see what's going on. Ask you what my teammate going to do.
Okay.
All right, we got somebody coming back into the show. I think this might be Mr. Clean again. Is this 219-229-7212? Who is this?
This Young Blood. One more time. I got a call out that I want to make real quick.
Oh, okay. Alan King want to put our call out out there. Who are you calling out?
I know he's listening, too, so what you doing on that? Keep on bugging everybody about how you want the GTO boys looking for action on the 23rd. And let me mind all y'all, I'm going to be back in the house. We'll be back in the GMV by the 23rd.
You going in and out? Who is it that you're calling out?
Real with that GTO. There's a pro mod that ain't even never switched over cash yet.
Gerald Apollo?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. He just told me, GTO boys look for action. So this is what I said. If he stay on one hit and let us run the car how he want it, and the car is like how we need it to be, or how we need it to run, we run him head up. Yeah,
okay, well you might just have talked somebody up. Here goes a number coming in right now, and it's from that area. Let's see, 301-263-5944. Is this by any chance Gerald Apollo?
Yeah, you got him.
Okay, well there you go.
Hey, yeah, man. I'm gonna let you know this real quick. Let's get started. Yeah, if you get caught at that track on the 23rd, your ass is glad.
Read it, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, he get caught at that track on the 23rd, his ass is glad. You can make me shit down as you want, and you damn, you can get shit off the field on.
My office ain't in the back, and your ass is glad.
Well, down the beach?
You know, that sounds like he's talking about the weekend at the beach.
Yeah.
If it's over 55 degrees, I'll show up, but I'm not going to come down there and tear the shit up. I'm not going to tear my shit up, but I got a lot of horsepower.
But you ain't putting it to the ground, so we ain't worried about that. Horsepower is a non-factor when it comes to you.
Oh, really?
Really?
Hopefully I got all my bugs cleared out. There ain't gonna be no more motor shit.
I just told you, I ain't worried about it. You stay on one hit. That's all you want anyway.
And you know what? I'm feeling real confident right now. You got the back tie and the kick.
God damn it, all right.
Shit. If my shit right, you can get the clear with the parachute.
God damn it, Reckon. Boy, y'all boys, what the hell going on, man?
Maybe. I've been bullshitting all year. I had a little motor problem. No, big motor problem, but we think we got that all figured out. And
if your car is running right, you are gonna give the off the chain Camaro the back tire and the brake, and if it's running that good, you're gonna give him the clip.
Yeah, with the parachute now, or it could be with the wheelie bar. I don't care what it is. Because
I'll
be so far in front of him. Hey,
guys.
JB.
Yeah, what's going on?
If his father can tell me what color my parachute is, that means I got them. By the wheelie bar and the parachute.
God damn, I reckon. Yeah, you ain't no Kenneth Gene Stevens, are you? Because, I mean, y'all talk shit just...
God damn. Good.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I like how you talking. It looks like you done grew up every night. Most of you got that
thing
out
of
control.
Hey, what? Damn, I ain't never seen nobody go cap him out with this shoe.
It's a parachute. If I ain't putting no number on the board, I'm gonna sell the motor.
Okay. Put that motherfucker on Craigslist right now.
Hey, Gerald, how much are y'all selling that blue GTO for? Or GTX? I think it's a GTO.
Oh yeah, I'm helping that guy. I'm helping Scott sell that car. He told me help him sell it because my dad tried to buy a motor from him a couple years ago. You know, we've been talking on and off. You know. And he said he got that 2013 Camaro.
Okay.
Yeah, he just trying to sell that one. The other car.
Okay, so how much is the GTO?
I think it's 55.
We're in route. That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Guarantee everything.
It's been
9.5 to 60 foot. So.
God
damn,
she got a hell of a
60 foot.
Shit.
Yeah, he got 5.3 mode in it. He had a 5.3 mode in it. Oh, shit. So he got that bitch right there. For $55,000, somebody gonna be happy sooner or later.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I hear about the race, but is it locked in, the race, the 23rd, down near the beach?
So far, the only races I know of that are locked in are some all-motor races with the boys from New York and some boys from Maryland. I don't know if it's... I don't know of anything else. I know, like I said, I know of a couple all motor races locked in. I don't know of anything else.
No, so the race is on. The whole race is still on because I'm getting missed. It's like it's, they said they're not sure that I'm gonna put it
to you like this. I talked to Joe, Long Island Joe, and he told me they are coming. He is him and his crew, and he said he's bringing over 60 cars, just like he did at Capitol. They are coming to Colonial Beach on that weekend of Thanksgiving.
Lord, parking's gonna be messed up there and
then. So you better get there early.
You better get there early. You be parked at the turn off.
Yeah, but from what I heard, everything's a go. So, I mean, from what I know right now, that race is on. I mean, I haven't heard no. So, I'm just going to go with what I've been hearing. And Joe has told me that, you know, he is coming, and they're bringing, you know, at least over 60 cars. And from what I know, there's one car that he's bringing in particular that has NYSERDs on it. Because he says, you know, everybody thinks that all they got is motor cars, so he is bringing two NYSERDs cars.
Uh-huh. I can tell you this. Goddamn hat.
I can't hear you. Somebody's on speakerphone. Let's see. What did you say?
I said I'm looking for them hats. In 2014, I'm looking for them hats.
Well, you don't have to look for them in 2014. They gonna be there.
Who?
The Hatters are gonna be there that weekend.
I mean, if it's warm, I'm just saying if it's warm enough, I'll go. I got to go about small tracks and big tires. You know, I really started driving. You know, I just don't like the cold weather.
I hear that. Now look, if you giving up all this, I know of somebody that might take all that action you're giving out. I mean, if you're giving out the brake, the back tire, and the clear with the shoes, I know of a slut that might take some of that.
No, I can't run the slut. He got a small tire car, right?
Yeah, the slut small tire with track needle marks all over.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I'm going to leave him alone.
I ain't going to lie, man. You giving up, when you start giving up stuff like that, people start to wonder, man. God damn.
Hey, James.
I'm gonna make Alan King's father shift that damn movie out of the whole car trying to get it. Yo, what's going on? Who is this? It's the Hatton boy. Oh, see, you told you. You talked. You might get that race, Gerald. Is that hot?
Hey, who called us out? I'm trying to figure out who it is first.
I was Gerald Apollo with the GTO is calling you out.
What? Let me hang up.
Godfather. Gerald got the break on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh!
He had the break on Sunday. The Godfather don't want to do nothing. We tried to run the Godfather a thousand times. He don't want to do nothing.
Hey, hold on there. You saying the Godfather don't want to run?
We tried to run the Godfather at Capitol. He didn't want to do nothing. So that's a dead end story right here. And Grell, you only heard we just told you you got something to show up.
You bring that back and keep the cat in the 6 feet to have
run that by me
in the bush.
Run that by me one more time.
Jerome, you have the break this Sunday at Bud's Creek.
You got the break on Sunday.
Now the ball is in your
place. And you can shake down and we'll be off the trailer.
Oh,
wow.
If I give my intake back tomorrow evening, you Yeah,
I hear you. It sounds good. Well, we're going to be there regardless, looking for action from anybody. So.
Well, you got to get past that. You got to get past that hammer first.
We're not worried about him. We're going to get past him.
Okay.
Any conventional head that sounds like that.
Ain't
no conventional
head.
We got the baddest conventional head.
I got the baddest conventional head around here when I get it right.
But I'm telling
you, what's up with the hat, bud? You coming to Cooper County on the 16th or what?
Huh? Say what?
Are the Hatton boys making the trip to Cooper County on the 16th? Godfather will put them on the trail.
All right, then down here. We knew we built this thing.
They
were going to get in trouble, but now everybody's
above
and they know about it.
There's a lot of background noise. I can barely hear.
Yeah, somebody, hey, whoever's on, I'm going to have to start closing mic in a minute, but somebody's got the game playing with the speakerphone, but the Hatton, Joe Minicanzi wants to know if you're coming up to Cecil the 16th.
No, we won't be making the trip to Cecil on the 16th, but he wants to run. We can lock in for running on Sunday against Buzz Creek.
We can't make it there. You got to get ready for the next race.
Actually, they call for winning me next week, so I don't even think, I think you're not the dumb for yet,
you know. Yeah, they call for slow play. I think
it was a goddamn heat. So, look, you got two options here, I see. We can run you Saturday on Fayetteville, or we can run you Sunday at Buzz Creek. You can't make either one of them, then they're going to call me calling the Hatton Boys out.
No, sir, we can't make it this weekend.
Well, I guess we
have to. Well, we can. If you can't make it, then we can't make it on your race. So we just go ahead and get it next year. Then. We'll make something.
No problem. That's fine. We'll be in Fayetteville in March. North for South. We can go down there and do it.
All right. Yeah, that'll work. We can do that.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal at all. We're just looking for action. We know we went for it last time, so we figured you wanted revenge.
y'all got by us last time. Y'all got by us.
by technicality, but if you go back and review the tape, I treated y'all and y'all was dead in the water. So nothing to know. You know you can't win them all, but we'll go.
I guess the tree just didn't help you that much.
Yeah, no excuse. But next year we'll see.
Another mic open. 301-904-1391. Who is this?
What's up, JV? This is Lewis.
Hey, what's going on, Lewis?
Not much, man. Where's Marcel? I'm trying to find out what his legal license is going to be. He's supposed to make that the next.
Like I said, I don't know if you saw the page, but Marcel Jones' mom is in the hospital tonight.
Oh, okay. I know he's
going to... I talked with Marcel before the show, and he came out. He said, man, I wanted to make the announcement tonight, but I'm at the hospital, and I will be on next week, so let the boys know, you know, because I really wanted to make it, but you know, I gotta do the fam thing tonight, and so you know, he's at the hospital.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But I don't know if you were listening earlier. Stefano is going to try to get, he's going to try to get his stuff back together, and he said he is going to give you your race back, 8 Mile.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, he did say, he said, he's coming back right now. I guess the
people, right now, you know, I'm right here. Who's that? Who am I speaking with? Is that Lou? Yeah,
that's
what's up,
Lou Collins.
What's happening, bud?
We can absolutely go back out there. Like I said, but what's going on with the store I've been working on? Like I said, I'm sure JB told the story, but right now the car is apart. We found that we hurt the trans. So I'm waiting for Reed to send me. Actually, they shipped it out today. Hopefully, I'll have it Monday or Tuesday from California. And if everything goes right, if we have enough time, like I said, I was talking to Gene. I'll come down to MFR. We could do it at Cecil on the 16th if I get everything together, if I can cover my store. Like I said, it's on. I mean, like I said, and we could go, like I said, I was telling Gene, you want to go 25, we go 5. Whatever you want to go, that same exact ratio, you definitely earned it and definitely deserve it. I'll go back out there without a doubt.
That's cool. Go ahead and get yourself together. And then, you know, once you get together, we'll just tell everybody in with the weather.
Yeah, well, that was another thing. Like I said, absolutely. Like I said, you know, I learned my lesson. I've been upside down one time. I ain't trying to go upside down again.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
But out of
upside down pizza, baby.
There you go. See, I ain't got it like Joe Menicanzi. I'm a working man.
From what I see, Joe, he recalled Buick Centuries and shit. I seen that he had a nice Buick Century for $1,000 the other week, you know.
Yes,
hey, hello.
Put the paper out on that, the sandwich board.
Oh, man, I'm still getting over the fact somebody told somebody they were going to give them the back tire, the kick, and go climb with the parachute. That is God.
That ain't never going to happen.
That's
a lot.
That's everything.
That's more.
Well, it might happen because it depends on how long it stays on the parachute.
Say what now?
I said it depends on how far your stays on the parachute. You just tie it in the way they don't even come back with a foot.
I still get somebody coming in for 15 minutes, right? I just make sure you're at the door when you come in. I don't want to fall.
Yeah, JB, it's possible to do that.
It's possible, but I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there. You would have to be a full second and a half faster than somebody, or faster.
They'll never be able to do an eighth. Ain't no way.
Right, that's what I'm saying. In the eighth, you'd have to. That's a lot, man. I've heard of giving somebody everything in grudge racing, but to say you're gonna gap them with the chute, you're a bad dude, man. I ain't even. That's some sick shit. That's some sick shit.
If my shit together, it ain't gonna be that hard.
I ask you this. What would you give to an all-metal backhand?
I can't say I'm
backhand because
I got...
So you all-metal, too?
I got metal... I got steel corded in the roof.
You on nitrous?
Yeah, a big block.
Hey, JB.
Yeah, what's going on?
So, I'll tell you what I do. He come to Capitol on the 26th. He got a nitrous car. I'm a motor car. So he can come in and turn everything he got on, and I'll stay on motor, and all he got to do is tell me. And he ain't got to tell me what
to do. There you go, Gerald. That's all right. He on,
who is that?
All metal. That's Lewis Collins. All motor. And you on nitrous.
What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's going on?
You got the front. The horseman, right?
Yeah.
So, what you say now with the race?
I say you can come over whatever you got. You can turn on all your lights and I'll stay on motor, and you just quit.
Oh my God! No, you did just say that. Christmas must be tomorrow.
What's that?
So you said I can turn everything I got and you sell a motor, and I got to clear you.
Yep, that's all you got to do is clear me.
You want the easy way out, the hard way out.
We can do that Sunday if you want.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said we can do that Sunday if you want.
As Wicked Bird said, you want to go in the deep water. You want to go in the deep water, hear me?
You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, he there.
What do you say, JB?
Nah, do you want to go down in
them
deep water?
It doesn't matter to me. I can swim in shallow water and deep water.
What do you want
to eat?
Or you want to go
8 miles? Yeah, it don't matter. Whatever you want to do. We go 8 miles, 4 miles, and from Charlie up to you.
I got to do some shakedowns to see if my car can go to the corner first. I want to see where she tack at, and I'll let you know if I go to corner. I have ran that car to corner. I don't know if my car's set up for corner.
Make some shakedowns and let me know.
Yeah, because That's my one kit to your motor, right?
You can turn every kit you got on.
I only need one around you. One small one. I got all my followers fixed now, so. You gonna be at the creek this weekend?
I can't. I don't live 5 minutes from there. I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to Fayetteville Saturday. Won't be back until Sunday morning, like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm coming home, go to sleep. I'll get up and come to the racetrack. I'll leave my car at home. You can do as many shakedowns as you want. And when you're ready, I can call and have my car there in 10 minutes. And I'll come straight off the trail.
I'll come straight off the trailer.
You can have many shakedowns you want. When you tell me you're ready, I'll call my son. He can bring your car to the track, and I'll come straight off the trailer.
Did I get you for the hat first? I want somebody.
There goes your race. The race is down. All you got to do is take it.
If I beat the hat, I ain't going to get no more race.
Well, you just run me first then.
Yeah. Is Marquise still on?
Nah, I think Marquise is gone.
Hey, I'm still on. Marquise.
Oh, there you go. He's still on.
We're not wasting our time with you. Ain't nothing gonna happen. Trust me. But just in case you decide you want to come around that corner, we'll be there.
We'll bring it out
the trail and push right
to the line.
Say
what, Tony?
I said, look, just in case you decide you want to come around the corner on Sunday, we're going to have a car there in the trailer, and we'll push it right to the line, the golf cart, and we'll bring it out the trail.
Head up.
Don't talk us down. Which one do? Intercede is special. We'll run you right off trail.
One kid, right?
No.
One kid. That's what I want.
Look, Lewis told you to do whatever you want. Go ahead and run in there.
Okay, if I get him, I'll come at you.
Right, okay, if you get past them years, then you can come from the
house.
Alright. Okay.
Hey, Tony. Tony.
I'm listening.
Yeah, if it's warm enough, y'all gonna be down there on the 23rd?
Nope, after Sunday we done.
Or the 5th is the last day for y'all.
That's it. Yeah.